This is AJ from 88.5 FM, and I'm here with two-time Grammy winner and tabla master Zakir Hussain. Good afternoon. It's such an honor to have you here today.
Good afternoon to you too, AJ, and thanks for talking to me.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with the tabla, can you talk about it and how it differs from other percussion instruments?
Tabla represents the North Indian classical tradition of music, which is, you know, depending on who you speak to, anywhere between 2,000 to 4,000 years old. But the instrument itself is a new addition to the Indian tradition. It's only about 300 odd years old. But in that short period of time, it has become the rhythm instrument of choice for all North Indian forms of music. And there are many different forms in India where tabla fits in as the instrument of accompaniment. But over the past 300 years, there has been a special solo repertoire that has been developed for the instrument as well. So you find many tabla players all over the country in India performing a full concert of solo repertoire of tabla. And to explain the instrument, it's a two-piece drum. One is a high drum that is tuned to the tonic note of the song you're accompanying. And the other one is a bass drum, which is not tuned but can actually play the whole scale depending on how you manipulate the pressure on the skin. And so what's interesting about it is that it's a very resonant drum. And secondly, it is able to not only play rhythmic accompaniment, but also support harmonically, like a bass would, to an accompaniment of a song or an instrumental.
Zakir, you will be performing with Bela Fleck, Edgar Meyer, and Rakesh Chaurasia at the SoCA Performing Arts Center in Aliso Viejo this Sunday, October 20th. And the instruments, you have two strings, percussion, a wind instrument, which is not unusual. I mean, if it was an electric guitar, an electric bass, a drum kit, and a keyed flute, you could just as well be Jethro Tull.
But it probably would be, yes.
But you have banjo, stand-up bass, tabla, and bansuri, and it's been called unusual or groundbreaking. Can you tell us about the sound and how the wonderful collaboration between you and these other wonderful artists began?
Well, what's interesting is that banjo and the bass are both melodic as well as percussive instruments. And so my instrument, tabla, as I just explained, has ability to be able to be harmonically and melodically supportive as well as provide the rhythm. So it also is, in a way, melodic and rhythmic. So the three of us, meaning Bela, Edgar, and I, got together a few years ago and wrote a concerto for a symphony orchestra. That's how we actually came together. We were commissioned to write a piece. And that led to us exploring the idea of writing more music for the three of us to play. So each of us contributed pieces, and we were able to build a repertoire that way. But we always felt that, you know, we're playing supportive roles as well as lead roles for the three of us. But we don't actually have an instrument that can melodically soar above us. So we can all, you know, enjoy this incredible, you know, flow of air above us while we are holding the melodic rhythmic element down together. And then and on one of our trips to India, Bela and Edgar and I met, of course, Rakesh Chaurasia, who is probably the finest representative of this particular instrument now, the instrument bansuri, which is actually the bamboo flute. It doesn't have any keys, and he has to manipulate playing on those little circular holes that are made on the bamboo to be able to play the tones as well as bend the tones, which is something unusual which a silver flute does not do. So we ran into Rakesh, and he jammed with us, and it seemed like he was the most perfect fit for what we were looking for in terms of just purely a melodic instrument. And so we called him to come and guest with us, and he did, and it was very successful, which has led to us being inviting him to become, you know, a full member of the group. And so now instead of a trio, it's a quartet. And the music is, again, a blend of bluegrass and jazz and Western classical, as well as Indian classical and Indian folk music. So there's a lot to cover, and the band does it, you know, as best as it can, bring all these elements onto the floor. What's unique is each one of us is familiar with the other's tradition. And so the crisscrossing is very comfortable, very easy, and very seamless. So the music appears on the stage as a unified statement, but has all these other elements that, in my opinion, seem to fit perfectly with each other. And so people are treated to all these different shapes and colors that come from so many different traditions, which involve Africa, India, Southern America, and of course, jazz world. And it just seems to flow in a way where people get a bird's eye view of what the planet holds as far as musical expressions are concerned, and how they can come together on a stage and appear as one with really no difference between each other's outlook as musicians.
I've heard you say that for improvisation to work well, you must know your fellow musicians both inside and out, so you can have this great musical conversation. It's been 10 years since your amazing album with Bela and Edgar, Melody of Rhythm. So when you perform some of that same music through the years, do you find that the conversation changes so that it just gets even more amazing?
It actually becomes much in more in-depth exploration of the music, because I found that I play with Indian musicians, for instance, that I have worked with. By the way, Rakesh Chaurasia's uncle, Hari Prasad Chaurasia, is considered the legendary greatest flute player of all time in India, and he's the one I worked with for 30 years and watched Rakesh grow up in front of me. And so it's really a matter of pride for me to have Rakesh join us. Hari Prasad Chaurasia is somebody I've played with for almost 40 years, yet I find that whenever I play with him now, that our conversation has a deep comfort zone, and there is an in-depth understanding of each other much more than it was, say, 20 years ago or 25 years ago. And it's the same with John McLaughlin, the jazz guitarist who I still play with 40 years down the road, or Mickey Hart, the Grateful Dead drummer. We still working together, making a new album. So, yes, it is important that the more you get to know somebody, the more you understand each other's temperament. An eyebrow raising will tell you what's coming up next and what should happen or what should not happen. And so this is very important. It's okay to get great musicians to come together and hand them pieces of paper with music written on it and say, okay, now play, and they can play it, make it sound fabulous. But to really explore the music in a deep and very intimate manner, it is important that you get to know each other very well on several levels, you know, as friends, as family members, as you know, musicians, as just about everything that you do in your life. Edgar and Bela and Rakesh, for instance, all our families know each other, our daughters and sons and everybody know each other, and they're on Facebook all the time. When my daughter got married, there was texts flying around urgently, oh, you've got to do this, or you got to do that. Did you get the dress? Did you get this? All coming from Edgar and Bela and whatnot. And so it's all a family. And when you're a family, things happen in a more intuitive, more spontaneous manner and feel just right than it would if you were just kind of coming together for one show and just playing what's written on the paper.
So each show would have its own sort of unique flavor to it, because no two conversations are alike.
Exactly. And that's what makes it interesting for us. We look forward to getting on stage, and that's what makes a relationship blossom over decades, because there is this element of a new discovery that you might have, or a new subject to talk about that may just appear out of the blue, and that keeps the juices flowing.
Can you give us a little hint about what the audience can expect this Sunday?
Well, as I was saying earlier, they would hear all these different layers of music that will come to them. But what's interesting is our conversation, which you know, has developed in this tour as well. As you know, the music, although laid out on a grid with, you know, a melody with a part and the bridge part and so on. But whatever happens in between there, how we go from one to the next, is very open to suggestions brought out on the table. I mean, for instance, we might do a piece on which Rakesh was featured yesterday, but it might be Edgar who might be featured today. And that is not decided. It just happens. We start the piece and everybody looks at each other, and then one of us nods, saying, okay, I'll take it. And then it goes from there, and he becomes the, what you may say, the chairman of the meeting. And the meeting is presided over by that person. And the music blossoms with his point of view as the lead point of view. And it might be different the day after. It might be me or Bela. And so that makes the music very exciting and fresh, of us not knowing exactly what's going to happen. And so I always advise the audience to arrive with no preset ideas of what the music is going to be, but just like walk with us on this music journey and be part of our conversation. And by all means, you don't have to be sitting there tight-lipped if you need to chime in by saying yay or wow or whatever or clap, that's fine. And it all becomes part of the musical intimacy that we all experience at the same time.
You have often said that when you were very young, your father would speak rhythms to you. When you're sitting with these folks, when you are describing a direction that you want to go, do you speak out the rhythms to each other?
Yes, we do. Just yesterday, Bela, while we were just doing a sound check, said, hey, Sakir, what about this? And he just played something, and he asked if I could rhythm tone it. And so I did. And so now that's developing into a piece where here's a melodic idea that's being played on the banjo, but the language of tabla that allows us to be able to speak or scat the rhythms is becoming part of that melodic piece. And so I'm really looking forward to how that's going to turn out. We tried that a little bit on one of the pieces that Edgar has done, and we might play that in Soca. And if we do, you will hear what I'm talking about.
We are looking forward to Zakir Hussain, Bela Fleck, Edgar Meyer, and Rakesh Chaurasia at the Soca Performing Arts Center in Aliso Viejo this Sunday, October 20th. Tickets and information at performingarts.soca.edu. Thank you, Zakir, for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, AJ, and it's a pleasure. Thanks for talking to me.